where was that in the movie?
Recording.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's change the background, though. I guess we can do that.
Get rid of that fucking awful show. There we go. Much better. Which, I mean, yeah. Well, I've...
Hello!
Oh. This is probably the weakest one.
Let's do a theme song.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to LAW Anthology Series Review, episode 138 and 79, 601, Wuthering Heights, Phoenix West.
Dick, dick, dick.
Welcome.
I was scared there for a moment.
Yeah, I know. That's why I did it, just to fuck with you. Ooh. Especially after dun, 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 during our commercial break.
So, yeah, insight number nine. I would say, honestly, this is the worst one I've seen. I thought this was a subpar episode for them.
I am not going to agree with that.
I don't know. It was okay. It was funny, but it wasn't as funny as it could have been.
When we get to our rankings, you'll see what I'm talking about. But
I would plot.
It was I dubbed it. I wrote this down. I dubbed this episode. Sorry, let me find it. Quentin Tarantino presents Guy Ritchie's Naked Guns feature of Ocean's 11.
Yeah, it's a lot going on in this episode.
And I mentioned during the recording, I'm like, it feels like they're doing every genre they can in this one episode.
I'm throwing Deadpool breaking the fourth wall just for fun.
Yeah.
Because there's breaking the fourth wall in this episode, which is fine to a point, but it's like, okay.
I just wish... Oh, God. Every time I pick up my beer, the fuzziness. I just wish Fuzzy! That we would use the word queue here in America instead of waiting in line.
I'm going to be in a queue.
It's such a perfect word.
I'm in the queue just, waiting for you.
Like lift versus elevator, I don't agree with. Flat versus apartment, whatever. I get it. But queue sums up like four words in English. It's perfect.
Well, I think it's also European, too. I think
it is. Yeah, but we don't use it here is the point.
It's like the metric system. We don't know what a queue is.
I wish we would use the metric system. It makes way more sense.
Well, I like my quarter pounder with cheese.
You can have a metric Royale. System.
Yeah. Royale with cheese?
Whatever the...
juice spot, motherfucker!
Hey, I was in France and got my McDonald's with a beer.
Well, there you go. Yep. Then I'm not talking about no paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer.
No, this country fucking sucks with stuff.
Well, I hate to break it to you. Half the food that you eat is fucking poison.
No.
It's illegal. It's illegal in every fucking country except this one. Go figure. Our leaders don't care about our livelihood.
No way.
You got to pay taxes and keep eating your fucking filth. And die.
Eat your junk, you fat sack of shit. Security.
Die so we don't have to give you Social Security anymore, you fucks.
Yeah, that's pretty much where it's at.
And pay your credit card interest through the roof when we don't get to pay nothing.
Make your minimum payment, buy a Nintendo. You're fine. Yes.
You can go buy that PS5 plus 5.
Yeah. So, the episode, though. It's... I don't know much about Wuthering Heights. Anything, actually. Don't know a goddamn thing about that book. I don't think it has anything to do with this other than the title. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's bad.
I think... Let me look it up. I'm going to research something here.
Is it a Bronte book? Bronte. What's her name?
Here we go. Hold
Elizabeth
on.
Bronte.
Yeah, it's a... It's a song by Kate Bush.
Going up the hill?
Now it's their second biggest hit.
Huh.
Wow, look at that. It's Kate Bush. It's a song by Kate Bush as well. That's not what I want, asshole.
Wuthering Heights or Wuthering Heights?
Wuthering Heights.
Okay.
Novel.
Yep, it's sure. Emily Bronte, right? Like, I'm trying to keep this... I'm not good with the
yes, you're
the
right.
Female
Emily Bronte.
British books.
M.E.B., yes, M.E.B.
Okay.
A gothic novel by M.E.B.
Gothic, really?
First published in 1847 under the pen name Ellis Bell. The novel is set in the Yorkshire Moors and follows the anti-hero Heathcliff as he seeks revenge on those who kept him from his love, Kathy.
The cat, Mitchell. Right? The cat.
The novel explores themes of love, revenge, and the destruction power of obsession. It has been adapted in several Hollywood films.
Only other thing I know was it wasn't terribly well received in her lifetime. One of those sort of books.
It's widely considered to be the greatest novel ever written.
But in the time.
Contemporary reviews were polarized. It was controversial for the depiction of mental and physical cruelty, including domestic abuse, and for its challenge to Victorian morality, religion, and the class system. Please.
Okay, yeah. So it challenged the people in power at that point. So what we watched was nothing to do with that. It was mostly Guy Ritchie meets Reservoir Dogs. Is the simplest way to
simple as it gets, really.
Yeah, it was.
That's it in a nutshell. You know.
Seven people. They got Gemma Whelan playing the Columbia maid. All right, I'm not going to go in the detail here. It's just a heist and how it's going to go wrong. There's a fool, and we knew that he was going to be the one that gets away with the diamonds, and he does. It is a funny episode. I did laugh quite a few times. I know you did too.
It's funny to a point. It's fine.
The first half was funny.
It's fun, yeah, and then it gets dark again because they need to go dark for no reason. But again, I think maybe that's what Wuthering Heights has to do with it. Maybe.
I don't know.
That side plot of the doctor and the son or whatever, which was funny. I know it's funny parts, but just like it was more sophomoric humor, kind of more dumb humor than they usually do.
Yeah.
This is probably the most Americanized version of Inside Number 9.
Even though it is very Guy Ritchie, it's very American because of the Tarantino stuff. Because it is, it's the plot of Reservoir Dogs, and done in the style of Guy Ritchie, but also had like naked gun slapstick.
Wes Anderson, little hints of Wes Anderson.
Yeah, and the color schemes and.
Yeah.
No, the aesthetics look like Wes Anderson because everyone's wearing a ridiculous getup.
And they do the wheels with the umbrellas. They have the car.
Yeah.
The wheels
are the umbrellas. Exactly. Reese Shearsmith is dressed like. He's in a play version of and doing a character, which is very Wes Anderson.
I love the fact that every time he's bumped on stage, oh, there he is. You can't mistake him for anybody else.
Yeah, because originally Dick and I were thinking that Reese was playing the fool because he comes in. I thought it was just a wig and a mask because you don't see his face. You never see the guy's face. And then he starts talking and we're watching him. We're like, we didn't say anything to each other, and I'm like, all right, this is Reese. When does Steve come in? And all of a sudden, this guy in full military gear shows up, the soldiers, Scaramouche.
Scaramouche was.
And then we're like, that's fucking Reese. So who's the other guy? Yeah. Like, immediately we're like, no, this isn't. Are there two Reese Shearsmiths here?
Yeah, he's got this giant Serrano de Bergeron. I can't even speak right now.
He's got a dick nose. Just say it. Dick nose. Here's the guy that plays the fool. Let me see if we got a better picture of him.
Can't see him that far away.
I know.
Good Lord, there's no good picture.
There you go. He's a child.
That's fucking the Muppet movie. He was a kid.
He's with Tim Curry.
Wow, so he was in the Muppet movie as a kid. That's interesting. He still acts. Good for him.
Yeah.
Tim Curry's birthday there you go. Was the other day. Is he the girl or the boy?
He's the don't know.
Food of love.
Oh, here he is with Kevin Bacon.
Kevin
I know. Bacon. Chris O'Dowd is there with a picture of them.
Is that Selena Gomez?
Oh, this looks like every other poster from this. This is the exact same poster for Horrible Bosses.
Yes, it is.
And there's another one.
Ooh, that looks terrible.
Yeah.
What is that?
Wow. That's all you get for him.
Wow. Wow. What a butch.
Kevin Bishop, you have the worst IMDb pictures I've ever seen.
Well, I don't think he has anything to do with that.
Don't know. You could add pictures, that's for sure.
I didn't teach me web design at art school.
I didn't work for IMDb.
Shakespeare. I did not learn GIFs.
There is a funny scene where the Mario, one of the few people without a mask, thinks that the letter that's given to him by the fool is delivered to him by the soldier.
Right.
But instead it's written by the daughter of pantalon, which I believe means pants in French, if I remember my French
pantalones.
Classes.
Yes, pantalones. Yeah. Very good.
But, so instead he thinks it's Scaramouche, which they do a couple visual gags where he's looking technically at the daughter, but beyond him in the sight line is Scaramouche.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's very sophomoric funny.
Yeah, those ones got me, though. It was good. Yeah, it was good framing.
It was funny. Yeah, I mean, it was silly.
It was just silly.
I think this is the more, like I say, American.
Jim Abrahams.
Comedy.
Zucker Brothers.
Well, not that good, but it's
no, but
more like
it was definitely in that vein.
I would say it's post Scary Movie 5.
It's better than the Farrelly Brothers later movies.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yes.
Yeah, even though he won an Oscar for a later movie.
Well, that company went broke, by the way.
Figure that out.
They went broke. They're another. Hollywood is dead.
They pop up as someone else, something else.
Yeah, but they're done. No, they're making no more low to mid budget movies for Oscars anymore.
Focus Features. What will you do?
Well, I'll get to that later.
Yeah, we're not Hollywood is dead.
I'm sorry. So this episode, like I said,
let's
very
get to the rankings.
Yeah, I want to see, because to me, I think this is the weakest one they've done so far for me. This one's not as funny. I still think it's better than the Pops.
Hold on.
I'll give it that much, but other than that, I got to see the rankings here.
All right. Here's the rankings. 1 through 28. Wuthering Heights is down here. I think it's definitely better than The Inventors.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I like it better than The Proms.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I liked it better than Thinking Out Loud.
I'm trying to remember what Thinking Out Loud was.
That was the... not their fault. It was the COVID episode with the cameras.
Okay. Right.
And I think that might be where I put this.
I would agree with that. I think you're right.
Because Private View is right here, and I did enjoy Private View a little bit more than this. I think this was funnier than Private View, but I liked that episode more of Private View.
Private View, what was that one again?
That's the mother who's killing people at the art gallery.
Oh, that's right. The Private View. Right. I felt like that was very similar to this episode. It was one location, multiple characters, everybody dies. Except for, like, one character.
And you know what?
Very similar, indeed.
Well, part of the reason I put Private View above this is I enjoyed Wuthering Heights more. But the parts of it I liked were the fact that I recognized it from the other movies. It was nothing original that I liked. It was just, I recognize that. So that's why I'm putting it below.
Yeah, that was the style of the episode was, this is a rift.
Yeah.
And even they make mention of it, you know, in the episode where they say, like, come on, we're in season 6. You know, are we going to have
series 6?
Series 6, episode 2 or whatever. Come on, give us a break. Basically, they were saying, leave us alone. We can't think of everything all the time.
We're going to do something weird. I did comment during the episode, I can say that they've never done something like this.
Well, we haven't seen everything, though. So we can't
no, but, I mean, we've seen 29 out of 40 episodes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
45 episodes. I don't know how many there are.
Yeah.
6 times 8. What's that? 48. Yeah.
Hold on.
So 30 out of 48.
Yeah.
He's
right.
I think that's fairly good math. Maybe 50 just because of the additional episode. So 29 out of 50, let's say.
Well, did they have specials that don't count in the series?
Yes, because we did The Inventors and we originally did Deadline, which do not count toward the 6 per season.
Because those are... Did they do like Christmas specials or?
Those count though. We did the 2 Christmas specials.
Right. Yeah. But those were within the season.
Yes, they were.
Right.
The only ones that aren't are The Inventors and Deadline.
Right.
Because The Bones of St. Nicholas was 801, and then the other Christmas was Devil of Christmas 301. So those count.
Yeah.
This is not like Doctor Who. Doctor Who does a Christmas special every fucking year, and you could not keep track of anything on that show.
I don't watch that show anymore. That show.
Oh, I tried. I watched the 60s version, not the new one.
The new one, 2005 to 2000, 12 was good, I think.
Did you get the Jody? You didn't get the Jody. Okay.
No, I never got. No, I never made it to her. I didn't even get past Peter Capaldi.
He's black now.
I got up to him. He's queer.
Oh, is he?
He's queer. He's a black queer? He's a black queen.
Oh, fun.
Hello. I'm Doctor Who. Nobody cares. It looks terrible. Everyone's mad. And you know who bought it?
Disney.
Who owns Doctor Who now? Disney. So they're going to fuck it up and ruin it. Well, I guess it was already fucked up for the last 10 years. Doctor Who has not been the same since like 20, let's be honest. It started, they brought it back 2005?
2000, yeah.
Eccleston?
Well, in 96 they did a TV movie, and I watched that one. I'm like, this is pretty good. I've made my attempts with Doctor Who, because I like British TV. We both do.
No.
And I made my attempts, and I'm like, I watched that 96 TV movie. I'm like, this is good. And then I watched some of the new version. I'm like, okay.
Now, you need to watch the David Tennant series.
No, I didn't watch any of that. Christopher Eccleston I didn't watch series. The Matt Smith, David those Tennant, are the any of that.
Those are the good ones. Matt Smith, those are the best ones.
Yeah.
With Karen Gillian.
That's what I hear, but it's just...
Those episodes were actually really
I need
good.
To do it in order, otherwise I won't give a shit by the time I get there.
You got to stop. When Peter Capaldi takes over, just don't watch it. That's when it went downhill. After Peter Capaldi.
After him or before him?
After. I would say Matt Smith turns into Peter Capaldi, I'm pretty sure. And then when he took over, that's when the woke skull started taking over. And it started to get into, like, lectures on, oh, excuse me, your pronouns. Oh! And it's gone that way since. So.
Oh, fun.
They got fucked up, so I don't watch it beyond. But I watched it once through. I never went back and rewatched it. But what I've seen, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Well, I started watching Matt Walsh was. Sorry, go ahead.
Or Matt Smith, I'm sorry.
Matt Smith. The weird looking. He's like Matt Damon if you were born wrong.
He's like Matt Damon the puppet as a real human being.
He looks like him from American. God damn, why can't.
World Police. Team America.
Yeah, Team America. Thank you. It was like Captain America.
Yeah. Gonna save the motherfucking day.
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of World Police, do you want my DVD copy of Firebird's Dick?
No, I already watched it. I'll never watch it again.
You don't want my DVD copy of Firebirds? This has been sitting here for months.
You should take that and explode it. We'll make a special video out of it.
We could. It doesn't deserve it, though. It's so bland.
It's so bland.
Sean Young.
You are the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. I am the best. I'm the greatest.
I'm the greatest. Muhammad Ali. I'm the greatest.
I'm the greatest that ever lived. I can blow up helicopters in the sky.
Whoa. That sounds like a gun going off my beer opening.
Blood everywhere. This one, I don't know. Like I said, it's at where it's at. It's like basically third to last. Basically.
I will give it a 7.
I give it a 6.
Wow.
I'm not going to go 7 on that.
I liked it more than you did.
You did. I was kind of disappointed.
Okay.
But
that's
maybe
fair.
Maybe I'm tired tonight and I just couldn't get into it. And having the fog of Lee Martin over me might have disappointed.
No, you're not wrong because it has a 6.6. It's split our two votes, so.
Yeah, I would say this is a
I think this is definitely recognized as a weaker one, but I did enjoy a lot of stuff in this, but as a whole, it doesn't tie together as well as I would hope so.
Like, they've done so much good stuff, so it's not like, you know, I'm mad at them. I'm fine. Sometimes everything can't be on par with everything else. That's the way it is. It's fine. Yeah. I can accept that. I'm not going to hate on them. And give them shit because everything they've done has been great, brilliant, and wonderful, and poignant, and very well done. So,
yeah, it's like giving David Fincher shit for, like, Panic Room. You're like, you fucking sack of shit. And like, you didn't like it. Okay, it's not that bad of a movie. You're like, it's a fine movie. Like, that's the reality that you should be in. But
I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna put nipple clamps on you and rape your family, just like that guy tried to steal Spielberg 20 years ago. But yeah, it was all right. It's fine. But, you know, I'll look forward to a better episode when we get down to them.
Oh, goddamn. Okay, let's get out of here because my background will not hold.
It's just get not out holding. There! Get out of there!
Until next time. And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.